Thank you very much, Skip. And now we're going to transition to a more northernly approach. Steve McNallan has followed the religion of the Northern European peoples, commonly called Ossetru, for almost 40 years. For 38 of those years, he has worn a small piece of jewelry, a representation of the hammer of Thor, around his neck. Since 1972, Steve McNallan has founded a series of Ossetru organizations with 501c3 status from the Internal Revenue Service. In the years that followed, he helped lay the foundation for the rebirth of this faith by composing a set of rituals, establishing a religious calendar, issuing various publications, and holding national events. Today, Steve continues to serve the movement as head of the Ossetru Folk Assembly. From 1972 to 1976, Steve served as an officer in the United States Army, winning his parachutist wings and the coveted black and gold ranger tag. He also served many years in the Army National Guard. Steve is proud of his military service, and most who know him would agree that it has largely shaped the person he is today. In addition to his work in Ossetru over the years, he has been a classroom teacher, a corrections officer, and a freelance journalist reporting from global hotspots. Currently, he is employed in a juvenile detention center where he works with troubled youth. Dear people, please give it up for Steve McNallan, all the way from California.
Is this working? Radio check, over.
Roger out.
I was wondering who that fellow was that she was talking about in that presentation, and I was thinking I'd really like to hear it. But instead, I'm going to tell you a little bit about some other things. But a gift calls for a gift, and first I have a gift to offer as a humble sacrifice for those who have made the larger sacrifice. Patrick Stewart and all the others who have fallen. And the Valkyries on their steeds ride forth there through some battlefield where men fall fast. Their horses fetlock deep in blood they ride and pick out the bravest warriors from death and take with them back at night to Valhall to glad the gods and feast in Odin's hall. Hail the fallen. Yes, I'm Steve McNallan, and I head an organization called the Ossetru Folk Assembly. Ossetru, for those of you who don't really follow such things too closely, is a native European belief that was practiced by our ancestors in ancient times in Central and Northern Europe. You may know it best in its Scandinavian expression during the later Viking Age, but it's really much broader than that and much older than that. It was this belief that was carried to England by the Anglo-Saxons, where it laid the deepest roots for Anglo-Saxon common law, where it prepared the way for the institutions of liberty that we know today, representative government, limitations on the rights and the powers, rather, of authority. It stood for the rights of freemen, the right to bear arms, and the rights of women. And this heritage today we celebrate in its more modern manifestations of only a couple of hundred years ago in the Declaration of Independence and in the Constitution of the United States. In 1972, the Ossetru organization that I was heading at that time received official notification from the Internal Revenue Service that we were in fact a legitimate, authorized, no kidding, 501c3 tax-exempt religious organization, therefore making us real. That same year of 1972, I put on the uniform of a brand new 2nd Lieutenant Infantry reported Fort Benning to begin my active duty tour. Since that time, I put in a total of 14 years, both active duty and reserve component, National Guard actually, wearing Army green. And it is from these dual sets of credentials, more or less, that I come to you today with a proposition. And that proposition is simply that the symbol of our religion, the hammer of Thor, should be authorized and recognized by the Department of Veterans Affairs for inclusion in the list of symbols that can go on the headstones of our fallen. It's important to say perhaps just a little note or two about Thor and his marvelous hammer, just as a reminder of the context of this and why this is important. Thor, of all the northern deities, is the one most associated with strength, with virility, with will to action, and above all, with protection. It is Thor with his hammer that guards the realm of the gods and the realms of us humans against the outside forces that would destroy the order and the freedom and the peace that we have. Because of this very ancient association, Thor's hammer rapidly attained a reputation, an aura, if you will, of holiness, sacrality, of consecration, of protection. Thor's hammer was used to bless the libations poured to the gods and goddesses. Thor's hammer was used to bless the bride at weddings. Thor's hammer was worn around the neck of those who followed the old ways. And about 1,500 years ago, we see the habit emerging of carving representations of Thor's hammer into the massive stone monuments that guarded the graves of our fallen. 1,500 years ago. This is not a fad. This is not a new thing. This is not a recent development on the world scene. And today in California, there is a modest rural cemetery sits atop a knoll that is bedecked by oak trees. And beneath those trees, there is another monument, not 1,500 years old, but just a few years old. And it too bears the hammer sign. And below that monument lies a Vietnam veteran, paratrooper, recondo, proud, and one of the finest human beings I ever had the honor of knowing. So what we have here is, again, a genuine tradition, 1,500 years of tradition in which the Germanic peoples and those of us who follow the spiritual path of the Germanic peoples have decorated the graves of our dead with the sign of Thor's hammer. Now, there are today in America many thousands of people who follow this particular path. There are many of us who follow the path of Al-Satruth. Many of those people are veterans. This is not to be taken as something surprising, because after all, what are the values that we practice? They constantly hammer home, no pun intended, the ideas of honor, of courage, of strength, of duty. And it has been my privilege to meet those people every time I've gone to a large Al-Satruth gathering, or to many pagan gatherings, in fact. Just a couple of months ago, I met a young Marine just back in Anbar province. Before that, it was a Special Forces NCO from Afghanistan. Today, I had the honor of meeting Fred, who's involved in driving a gun truck. Or those of you who wonder what a gun truck is, it's not like, you know, where you buy guns, anything like that. We're talking convoy protection here, real life stuff. So from these facts, from the fact that, first of all, this is a genuine, authentic tradition extending back far over time down to the present day, given that There are thousands of us in this country who follow this religion. Given that many of those people are veterans, it is only right and just that the Department of Veterans Affairs do the right thing and agree with us that this hammer is a symbol to be added to the list. But it should once again, as it has for 1,500 years, grace the graves of our fallen. I hail all the veterans here, all of you who have picked up the burden of your times and borne it well. I hail the young men and women now in harm's way and wish them the craftiness of Odin and the strength of Thor. I hail those who have fallen, and I hail Thor.